What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about immigration, and there was this story that came on out from Minneapolis where there was this illegal immigrant, Alexis Saborit, who literally beheaded a woman, America Mafalda Thayer, up in Minneapolis. And this guy had an Immigration and Customs Enforcement retainer filed on him, but he was let go repeatedly despite a criminal record that included arson charges that are still pending, domestic abuse, a DUI, obstruction, and fleeing an officer. And the guy was dangerous. He was always seen with either a knife or a machete. This is what is coming across the border from Central and South America, because migration is a filtering process. We're not getting the people who are a benefit to their home countries because they're successful, they're comfortable, they don't feel like leaving. We're getting the people who couldn't make it in their home country, or they're fleeing prosecution, or they're coming up here for the free medical care they're going to get for very serious diseases. Now, getting on over, pardon me, to Biden's nominee to head the ATF, Chipman, and Durbin has basically canceled a second hearing for Chipman. Because the first one went really bad, and Democrats are trying to circle the wagons around him and protect him. Even the Washington Post is out there trying to defend him, but it's looking like this guy is not going to be able to make it. For one thing, it's been exposed. He did appeared in a documentary in China that was used for propaganda purposes that he failed to report to American authorities. So that's already working against him. Over in Pennsylvania, this is kind of ironic, Democrats are pushing legislation to require a photo ID to buy ammunition. Okay, not the guns, just the ammunition. You got to show a photo ID, but photo ID for voting. Well, that's racist. We can't have that at all. All right. One more set of stories. The phone lines are loading up here. I'm going to get to the calls here in a little bit, but I want to get this news out. Remember Mark and Patricia McCloskey? They were the couple that protected their home from Black Lives Matter rioters by displaying guns. They didn't pull the trigger, but they were charged, for, I guess it was brandishment in the gun waving incident. They pled guilty. The governor of Missouri has issued a full pardon to them. Well, this did not sit well with Cori Bush, who was actually with the Black Lives Matter trespassers on the McCloskey's property, and says, their day will come. Okay, all right, let's get to the phones now, and we're going to go to Stephen in San Luis Obispo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Big fan of your show. Love your work. As far as the Cuomo brothers and the news one, I don't remember which is which. Not bringing
Chris
up the story.
Chris is on CNN, at least for the moment. Andrew's the governor.
There you go. But yeah. So, Chris, I'm not so worried about him not bringing it up because I feel like it would be a conflict of interest, and that's really about all I had to say.
Well, I don't see how it's a conflict of interest. He's either going to be there serving the audience of CNN, or he's going to be, protecting his brother, and that's the conflict of interest there. He's rightfully criticized for basically not reporting the story when reporting this kind of thing is what is what he's paid $5 million a year for.
Okay. Yeah, I just guess we'll agree to disagree on that. I feel like if he said anything, he'd be attacked for the conflict of interest.
I disagree. I think if he'd reported the story honestly, probably would have made conversations inside the family a little tense. But again, his job is to report the news, and right now, Andrew Cuomo is newsworthy. Anyway, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Speaking of news, Real America Voice has fallen. I say that because, who was it? Jenna Ellis,
mm-hmm.
the lawyer for Donald Trump. She was on that show, and when she started, she definitely seemed like she was like there. Like, she seems like an ENTJ personality type. I mentioned this before to you. I think you're an INTP. Did you take the test by any chance?
No, I never have.
And, you know, the
only test my brain I ever took was to get into Mensa.
DSJoseph.life. It's like four questions. And all you gotta do is send a crap email to them, and they'll send you the message. They'll send you the results back.
Okay.
And so just check it out. And I think you're an INTP. I'm confident. I'm 100% sure you're an INTP. But the point is that I'm pretty sure she's an ENTJ type. Now, an ENTJ doesn't do something without reason. They have a will, and they're very stern and very. Donald Trump is supposed to be an ENTJ. So I don't know if he is, but. Supposedly, there's been talk that he is. And so my point is that ENTJs are very forceful people. They're very willful people. So when this woman just got, I don't know if you heard, but she's leaving Real America Voice. She was on there. She started earlier this year, and now she's leaving. And so with her leaving, it makes me think that, because Real America's Voice isn't saying 100% true stuff. They have Stephen Bannon on there and John Friedrichs. But that's like Tucker Carlson and Hannity, you know what I mean, of Fox News. Whereas the rest of the network,
Token
like,
truth
you know,
tellers.
Right. There's two real truth tellers, and the rest are like, but these are higher peddlers of patriotism, so they're like showing like higher levels of patriotism. But at the end, they're kind of like peddling everything, you know what I mean? And then they got these two guys on top, like Hannity, so they're another version of Fox News, almost. And so I'm just bringing that point out. And then also, the whole mask thing. If everyone remembers, before we had these lockdowns in 2019, we were actually, a lot of states in the whole country was mandating no masks allowed because Antifa was wearing masks all the time and creating all types of havoc.
Yes.
So right before we started this whole lockdown, we were actually doing anti-mask laws.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lockdown came, and then it started to be mask law. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because we should get rid of these masks, because there's one dude on just before on Real America Voice, I was listening to John Frederick's radio, and the guy was talking about how on all the mask boxes where you buy the masks, those like masks that throw the disposable ones, they say they don't protect you from a virus.
No, they don't.
So the mask on the box, it says it. So, like, there is no debating that the masks don't do shit. They don't do anything for the virus.
Don't you curse on this here radio. Yep.
Right. Captain America style. I apologize.
All right.
Anyways, as I'm stating, so the real thing about these masks is, again, one, it helps to show people for what they are. Anyone that's wearing a mask, you're either, you got something wrong with you, or you know what's going on and you're purposely choosing to wear the mask. So, but regardless, I want everyone to remember that we were just about to go with a no-mask law at all before all this happened. And now they're trying to make mask mandate. And so at this point, it really doesn't matter with the contact tracing and everything. They lock everyone down where they know where everyone is, and they know where everyone's coming from at this point. So in a way, it really doesn't matter. But it's just the point that it's just funny how we went from Antifa being the maskers that we were going to anti-mask because of their... And then look at BLM. So Antifa was all the way up to 2019. And then we had COVID-19. And then we had 2020 happen where BLM came about and they didn't wear any masks. They were around rioting.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the same people. Like, I'm confident BLM and Antifa, they might be a mixture of new people here and there that are really there for, like, good reasons, but got caught up on the wrong side. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that might be possible, but overall...
You need to remember that throughout the years, the FBI very often creates these groups in order to keep the American people afraid and under control. Remember Sin Q and the Symbionese Liberation Army? And, you know, it came out years later that they were basically a manufactured group. And they kidnapped Patty Hearst to guarantee they got all kinds of press from the Hearst newspapers.
And so, and remember, Hitler, supposedly, the reason why they liked Hitler was because he was able to propagandize everything so well. And the brown shirts, I think, would be representation of Antifa and all that. So a good representation of the whole propaganda working and everything.
Yeah. So if anybody listening to this show, you know, is a member of Antifa, remember Hitler's Night of the Long Knives. Just something to keep in mind here.
Yeah. And on top of that, when it comes to the whole Antifa and BLM and everything, there was one more thing I was going to mention. I can't remember it. Maybe next time. But I'll let you go, and have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Night of the Long Knives is actually a song by AC/DC talking about that very thing.
Yeah.
So up here in Canada, in Alberta, in the 16th of... August, they're going to end all COVID-19 mandates.
Okay.
And this has been reported in the news.
Yes.
And but they never reported the real reason, because this came out of the blue. And on your website, you posted a video of Patrick King.
Yes.
Who was fined $1,200 for, I guess, being in a crowd too big, and he fought it in court, and he fought it by saying, well, show me proof that there is a SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't. And he was actually up against Queen, you know, like crown attorneys, crown prosecutors, and they even admitted there wasn't. So, I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened, Mike. I think you've already talked about this in the past, about these Freedom of Information Act requests.
Yeah.
Stating... you know, well, where is this SARS-CoV-2 virus? Where is it? Where is it? And where's the isolation of it? And I think there have been almost 50 of these worldwide, and they've all come up blank. Ireland did the same thing, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
The same thing happened over in Ireland. They couldn't come up with it. So the question is, you know, obviously this is going to end up going all across Canada, and it's going to happen very, very quickly, because I've already done something concerning this with the government, and I suspect a lot of other people have done this too. So the question, you know, obviously the mainstream media, and, you know, up here we have the CBC, they never covered it either. They're not covering this.
No, they're not.
They're saying Alberta's doing this, but no, they're not telling us why at all.
No, they're protecting their big pharma advertisers. I mean, you know, down here in the United States, you know, you've seen all these commercials for all these prescription medications. And by the way, the United States is one of only three countries that allow advertising of prescription medications in the media. And the reason that the pharmaceutical companies spend so much money on advertising is not because they expect you to go into your doctor and remember the whatever the name it was that they were talking about. It's to basically make sure that the corporate news media does not report any bad news about what's coming out of the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, Monsanto does exactly the same thing. If you remember that case of the synthetic bovine growth hormone story in Fox News, basically tells you the reality of the relationship between large corporations and the corporate media. You know, pretty much every country, I would assume, is the same.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. And also, the same people own these companies.
Yeah.
The same shareholders, if not right out owners, and people that are sitting on the board of directors. Just like the story you had on your website about Facebook fact checkers, they're actually getting cash from pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, they are.
Like that's criminal. If nothing else, it's criminal.
Yeah,
they're liars. And you know,
I think it would actually qualify for prosecution under the RICO Act. But you know, corporations are modern day gods, and we cannot touch them.
Well, yeah, and then they have, of course, now they have the same rights as individuals, right?
Mm-hmm. But nowhere near the responsibilities.
Well, of course not. You know, they can do what they want, and what do they call that? Privatized profits and socialized losses, right?
Yeah, that's fascism. That's fascism.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much where we're at here. I mean, even up in Canada, where people think that, you know, this is a socialist country, well, it depends which side of socialism you're on. If you're on my side of it, no, it's not. But if you're on the corporate side of it, yes, it is. So there's also that, too. Anyway, that's all I have for you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I called about the country of Gibraltar. Real quick, though, the other caller about the anti-fascist. Antifa stands for anti-fascist, and they're basically named after the communists who the brown shirts were fighting. So Antifa is not like... It's kind of more like the Proud Boys, you could say, would be more like the brown shirts, and Antifa is basically communists. So it's kind of, they always blame everything on Hitler and the brown shirts. It's like, okay, well, who were they fighting? And because they were, Antifa was doing the exact same thing then in Germany, even worse than as they are here right now. So they're communists, basically. Anyway, I was listening to David Duke's show, and his guest brought up Gibraltar, and I looked into it, and he said Gibraltar, the little country, they're under the most severe level 4 COVID outbreak right now, and travel restrictions. And the thing about Gibraltar is, you can look into it, they all got... They had 106% vaccine rate. They're pretty much, and they're writing all these articles. There's an article on Slate, and I don't know how they got the 106% vaccine out, but they're all vaccinated basically with the Pfizer vaccine, and that's one of the mRNA vaccines. So literally a few months ago, they were, you know, the world's role model as being all vaccinated, and then now they have this... new Delta hardcore outbreak.
So given that the current state of the art in the tests is having trouble telling COVID from flu, how can they possibly expect us to believe that they can tell the difference between the various strains or variants of COVID-19 absent an electron microscope, which they're not going to do for every single patient?
Yeah, I mean, I think the vaccine, I think what they're saying about it kind of shedding a new mutant sickness could have some truth to it, you know, and that kind of shows that. I mean, why, if they're all vaccinated, why, you know, so it just shows right there, look into Gibraltar, that this whole propaganda about getting vaccinated is ridiculous at this point, so.
Yeah. Well, again, all right, that's all. HMS Queen Elizabeth, the entire crew was fully vaccinated, and yet they've got a major outbreak on board.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think, what they're saying is true. It's probably coming from the vaccine, right? I mean,
it could be coming from the vaccine. At the very least, we have to say that the vaccine, is not working. It's not preventing COVID. And yeah, a lot of people are saying, you know, it may be causing the disease. I mean, my own doctor got the shot early on because she's a healthcare professional, and she came down with COVID immediately afterwards.
Yeah. And the nurse I talked to said that people that are tested positive, if they haven't had the vaccine, they're usually just sent home. And the ones that are dying are vaccinated, is what she's telling me about Missouri right now. So, all right, well, that's all I got. You know, I'm not an expert, but that's pretty good proof if you just look into Gibraltar. So.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. We've got to take another break for commercials here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Oh, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show here, and normally I do this in the first hour, but I had a brain fade, so I'm going to do it now. This is the part of the show where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing, continuing support to do what we're doing. And again, the postal address where you can send in a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity, rendered lips, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug, or an official RBN t-shirt, and we now have them all sizes from small to XXXL, and so we have a t-shirt for just about anybody out there, so it's a real good deal. You can show your pride and your support for RBN that way. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to tell you that I just got back from both Spain and Italy, 25 days, me and my girlfriend. And last week, I was 70 miles from Gibraltar in Seville, Spain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't see anybody sick. I didn't meet anybody sick. And I want to tell you that me and my girlfriend, we took 4 different COVID tests, all negative. We're both of us unvaccinated. But far more importantly, in both Italy and Spain, we took over 50 subway, bus, and fast train rides, and we were in close proximity with all the people. We never got sick. We never saw
anything. Good, I'm glad.
Sick. Yeah, so, in Europe, they're probably more mask wearing than the United States, but people were out at night in bars drinking, sitting outside on the sidewalks, in the sidewalk cafes. And I didn't see any sick people. I looked at their faces, the color of their skin. So I think this whole thing is a scam. Like I said, I'm, 70 miles from Gibraltar. And, you'd think you would see something, but I never saw anything. It was all normal. The only thing that was unnormal, Mike, and I'll be really honest with you, there were no American tourists at all. I ran into one couple and some college kids when I was in Italy, but there was hardly any, maybe 2 or 3 American tourists. And then I've gone there every year since 2014, and I can remember hearing all the American voices and the Australian voices.
Mm-hmm.
But the weirdest thing of all, we never saw any Chinese people. And Mike, in 2019, I can remember getting on a bus when almost everybody on the bus was a Chinese tourist. But there was no Chinese tourists at all, no Australians, and very, very few Americans. We saw some Dutch people and a few Germans. It's all like domestic travel within their own country.
Okay. Americans are dealing not only with the COVID fear, they're dealing with the economic hardship. A lot of people just don't have the money to travel the world the way they used to. What
like
part of Italy were you in?
I was in Tuscany and Verona, and I went down to Tropea, which is down in Calabria.
Yeah, I know where that is. Most American tourists, unless they're real art lovers, they tend to stay around the southern part of Italy because it's a lot more low key. Northern Italy, Lombardia region. They're a little uptight up there, and that's what I found. Yeah,
Mike, I met some people there. One of the only American people that I met, you're not believe this. They paid $321 for a round trip ticket each to go to Italy.
Wow,
and that was on Delta.
That's a good deal.
That was on Delta, and I couldn't believe it. I paid $840 round trip, but that was flying into Rome and then out of Madrid. So I had a little bit different ticket, but it's really cheap. And I'll tell you something. I stayed in every hotel except for 2 I stayed in had a big swimming pool. I never paid over 60 euros for a hotel room.
Wow, that's a really good travel opportunity. I remember when I was in Europe, things were a little bit more expensive. Fortunately, I was there on work, so I wasn't having to pick up the tab myself. Anyway, listen, Steve, we've got to take a commercial break here. I got to let you go. We've got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Mike, thanks for taking my phone call. No, I'm kind of worried about our youth right now. I mean, I'm watching commercials on TV saying you're now eligible for the jab at 12 years old. And it's commercials saying you can get back. It's showing how wonderful it'll be if you get the jab. So they're almost kind of enticing the children to get the jab, and then even ask mom to get the jab so they can get back to life. Now, having said that, let's think about what's going to happen with all these kids who get this jab. We got all these things going on with these blood clots. We've got all this brain blood clots and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, anything from strokes to heart attacks to just blood clots blocking.
No,
you know,
you've got doctors saying that you've got doctors saying that below a certain age, you're more likely to die of the vaccine than of the disease itself. And, you know, we had the same problem back in 1976.
Well, that definitely shows you that we're definitely on a key population. Because guess what? They had the children already indoctrinated to be the LGBT and be gays and all this other stuff. So they already had depopulation planned with these guys. But that just shows you how much of depopulation they want. Because even though they've got these kids pretty much programmed, they're still going for depopulation of these people. So I even haven't said that. No, if we think about all of this blood clotting and all this brain damage and stuff that's going to come from these clots, think of a kid who was 15 and when he turns 18, he's got dementia. Or the signs of dementia. When he's 21, he's got full dementia. You see what I'm saying? Now we're going to deal with kids in the early 20s or some of them even in the teens. Look at these 8-year-old kids or something when they validated for them. By 12, they might have dementia. So it kind of gives a little credence to all these zombie movies they were playing. You know, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get...
Yeah. I always wondered why they kept hitting that theme as hard as they did.
Well, I mean, I think there's been a huge agenda here. And, you know, we're having a great awakening right now. Even those of us who are awake are learning far more than we expected. And we're seeing far more, too. I can't believe, though they indoctrinated our children, they're still going after them to kill them. So that's where I wanted to leave that at. Thank you, Mike. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we do have lines open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, got probably too much on my mind. Thanks for letting me in, Mike.
Okay.
I get to my rant, but I think I got a good question. But, and you've documented many things, George, and I would put out George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Gouverneur Morris, the Federalists. We were lied to by them. We've been lied to by our government since the beginning of our government. It's been one big lie. And then you mentioned the Queen Elizabeth, the ship where all the people got evacuated.
Yeah, the aircraft carrier. Yes.
And now they all have COVID.
Not all of them, but more than 100 of the sailors.
Okay. So, getting back to the lies of this, what facts and evidence do we have, which is none, that they actually have COVID? Is COVID the common cold? Are they calling cancer COVID now? Are they calling liquid in the lungs COVID now? I mean, this is so, there's so much fraud. It's sickening. The COVID-19 has never been isolated and certified to be a COVID-19.
The World Health Organization and the FDA actually came on out and admitted that when they were developing the tests for COVID, they didn't actually have a sample of it. So they tried to engineer the tests, based on something they thought might be similar.
Yeah, so now the people are testing positive for COVID. It's like this.
And they could just have the ordinary flu or even the common cold.
Right. And we have all these, you would think to be intelligent people, governors, congressmen, doctors, gym coach, the PGA. All these people have super, supposedly, intelligent doctors, and none of them can figure this out. It's just amazing that this is going on, and the best supposed can do is wear a mask and get a shot. Well, tell me, actually, what is every element in the vaccine? What is in this thing? And nobody tells
us that.
Well,
they put out an official list of ingredients, but some people are able to get samples, and they're testing it, and they're finding things in there that ought not to be there, like graphene oxide.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this, and then they're forcing people, well, you can't have a job unless you get a shot. Well, dude, are you going to insure me? Are you going to indemnify me and take care of me when I can't walk and push me around in my wheelchair and do my shopping for me?
No, absolutely not. They'll dump that on the public treasury. They're already doing that with vaccine injuries. The vaccine companies don't pay for vaccine damage. You have to go to the vaccine court, and they have a long track record of saying no, but they have paid out over $4 billion in compensation to people who are provably damaged by bad vaccines, but that money comes out of the taxpayers, not the pharmaceutical companies.
And another thing concerning the courts, would the courts say, well, it's patented and it's secret, we can't disclose the ingredients because it's protected by a patent? I mean, the madness, it's just driving me, I don't know,
yep,
crazy? Yeah, that's the best I got. Thank you, Mike, for digging out. digging it up.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. I mean, to me, one of the worst tragedies that can befall new parents is sudden infant crib death, or SID, sudden infant death. And it was a rarity before they started mandating all these vaccines for little kids. And now all of a sudden it's a big problem. But every time one of these babies dies, they basically accuse the parents of abusing them, shaken baby syndrome or things like that, when, you know, it does appear they're suffering an adverse reaction. It's a horrible, horrible business, and it's causing a lot of damage. All righty, let's go back to the phones here. Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's my audio, sir?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, my audio. My audio is good. So in Virginia, it happened is, it started in Virginia. Our governor pulled a sneak attack on us today. He came out and he said that all state employees have to be vaccinated by September 1st or take a weekly COVID test. Right? All state, that's 120,000 employees, state employees. And then it was a 1-2. A 1-2 little punch, a little in your face. Right? Said, by the way, remember how we said all the counties individually in the state of Virginia could decide for themselves whether or not the kids are going to wear masks in school? No. Pulled some little legal crap out. CDC, whatever, but basically he's saying everybody's got to wear a mask no matter what. So, expect to see some people hit the streets in Virginia. It's going to happen here.
Well, you know, it's certainly happening around the world, and, you know, I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen more protests here in the United States. That may be due to the fluoridation in the water, because that's a mild tranquilizer. Here in Indiana, you know, we're still not getting any talk about, you know, forced masking or anything like that, but we'll see what happens.
Just want to give you an update, Mike. Thanks. Great job, y'all, dude.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, isn't Northwestern University in Evanston? I don't know if that's Indiana, but...
yeah, that's Indiana, journalist. And that's where they had that. The university is mandating vaccinations, and there was a court case where the judge came down with this ridiculous idea that the university was not being coercive when it said that if you did not have the vaccine, you could not attend classes.
So the galactic phantom boogeyman pathogen has not been isolated, has not been, you can't culture a virus. I had to hear about Michael.
That's... no, you can culture them if you find the right cells to do it in.
Well, yeah, a Petri dish. Yeah, you're right. But
yeah.
Ralph Barrick, BBC, went to Chapel Hill last fall. I heard this on BBC. They interviewed Ralph Barrick, the director of virology. He's the champion of gain-of-function virology research and development, R&D, okay? And, you know, their BBC was really ecstatic over the progress that they've made. And the ultimate query was, well, why is this so important? And Barrick said, well, we have to be prepared for a bio-war event.
Yeah.
Now that we know what we know from astute investigative researchers and reporters, including an interview that was done with, on BitChute, I forgot, Stu Peters was interviewing, University of Virginia professor David E. Martin, PhD. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that tracked the, which shall we say, the continuum of synthetic corona virus patents from 1990. From 1990, the first one that was granted to Pfizer, and it was a canine coronavirus synthetic patent, all the way to 2018 or 2019. And that's by the title, this is a planned, patented murder of billions. In that interview with Stu Peters at BitChute. But in June of this year, a journalism student at Northwestern, Simone Scott, found it on BitChute serendipitously after I saw one for a pre-med student at Wayne State University here in Michigan by the title, 20-year-old woman mountain climber killed by vaccine. And it's about Hadley Ann Huffman, who unfortunately, after receiving the second kill shot injection stab, died the following week. The same with Simone Scott, also in June, who was 20 years young. And the doctors at Northwestern Medical Center, after she was delivered there by the campus police because she couldn't even lift herself up in bed. So they examined her. Oh, she had been there to the doctors 2 weeks prior complaining about various anomalies. They drugged her up with a bunch of antibiotics. And then when they took her back 2 weeks later, in the near death, situation, they examined her and said her heart was totally shot. Whether or not they transplanted her, and I think it was 3 days later she died. Okay, now there are records of 13-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. Lee Merritt, formerly of the Navy, she's an orthopedic surgeon. You know who Lee Merritt is? I think, Mike, you got to check this out. I think her website is The Medical Rebel.
TheMedicalRebel.com. Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, well, she, in one of her interviews, also at BitChute, declared the fact that nursing mothers, their children were dying after being nursed, and the mothers might have been recently injected, or they might have been in close proximity to people who had been. I had that experience back in April, the first week. I had two near face-to-face encounters with USPS mail carriers, and I was downwind. And after the second one, which was 48 hours from the first encounter face-to-face, that night, I kid you not, man, my energy went to zero. And for the next three to four days, I was bedridden. I had to force myself down after that because I was getting really dizzy. And if it hadn't been for the fact that I had learned from a woman, an Australian woman, who cured herself of Hodgkin's lymphoma, goose egg sized tumors. Dig this. Did you ever learn about a company in Kona by the name of Nutrex? N-U-T-R-E-X, Nutrex?
Yep.
Well, believe me, brother, the only reason I'm talking with you now is because I happen to have in the kitchen, in a 2 ounce glass bottle, a spice bottle with a nice little cap, which was the only thing I could unscrew. I started taking three of those, dissolving in my saliva twice a day. And this was so bizarre, Mike. It was like my body was rejecting even the thought of eating or even swallowing water.
I can identify with that.
It was bizarre. And then when it finally ceased, like 28 days later, I flip on the radio and I hear an interview at night on an all talk radio here in Michigan. Alice Cooper was interviewed that day, and they repeated it. And Alice Cooper explained that he described everything that I experienced, only he experienced it back in February. Mm-hmm. And the interviewer asked him, well, had you been injected? He said, oh, no. But he said, I got visited by people who were, and he says, I think that's why I suffered
there's been a lot of talk about the shedding of spike proteins. Anyway, Fred, sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program and another phone call after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Thursday, and we're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. By the way, did I tell you my grandmother used to sing that song to me?
No, you didn't.
No, she was, and I think I mentioned she was a nurse during the 1918-1919 pandemic.
Yeah.
And she went through the whole thing, that and the 30s and everything else like that. But the polymerase chain reaction technology inspired the movie Jurassic Park, I believe.
Well, it was certainly part of the research they did on that. Gene splicing and tinkering was kind of already an idea in science fiction. And, you have to remember, Michael Crichton, who wrote the book, he actually was a medical doctor on his own.
He was. He's not alive anymore?
No, he passed away. He was living out on Kauai. And he had a house just a few doors down from one of our very good friends in Hanalei.
Yeah. I myself wrote a book on DNA, my research I did. I've been doing it for the last 22 years. But
okay.
When you have part of the fragment of the gene or part of that message, then you can use the PCR technology to replicate quite a bit of the genome. And I think this...
Well, it's kind of a genetic Xerox machine is what it is.
Yeah. And it's totally not going to tell you anything about a structure that has not yet been isolated. And you can breed viruses in, say, an E. coli bacteria.
Yes.
That was done. That's one of the first recombinant DNA things that I looked at, was that, you can use the essential dogma of biology. You operate on the DNA, and then the RNA is going to have a different message, and then your protein will have a different message, and then
yes,
you can make anything you want in that. So, just one thing. It's too bad we don't have Frank Zappa anymore, because I think he'd have a lot to say about all this madness.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
He was actually born on a proving ground. I just forget which proving ground it was, but they'd interview him, and then he'd allude to the madness of the military-industrial complex, and then he'd say, "But well, I got to be quiet," something like that. So it was it's too bad we lost him.
Yeah, it definitely is. Anyway, James, we're coming up here on the end of the program, so thank you for that information. We're going to let you go, and stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very important at this time that you do so. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.